Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was very, very excited being at my all-time low weight since I started this program. If you talked about my all-time low weight, you'd have to go back to, my birth weight. I'm not there yet.
Like 210?
210. Representing the Becker O'Mara team, first to hit will be Mike O'Mara. And
any boos or hisses?
We'll get to that in a second.
Jeers.
Oh, no.
Let's just say.
I was joking.
Well, I'm identified as a certain person.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We live
still
in a divided country.
Yes.
Let's be honest. Right.
This is very common among amusement parks. They will soft launch a ride. Amusement parks.
Well, I thought you said amusement.
He did. It was a screw up.
I kind of like it if you would say that forever now.
Say amusement parks?
You're going to that amusement park.
I thought you were doing more like a hillbilly thing.
Well, sometimes it just comes out.
Well,
naturally.
America.
That's what I thought.
Amusement.
He's just doing like a hillbilly like situation.
Yeah, it could be.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We are back. We are refreshed. We are ready. We are excited. It was really a while since we all kind of took a powder at the same time, and it's always kind of fun to get back after that because in our tragic personal lives, an awful lot goes on. And some people ask me all the time, what is this show about? And this show is about our tragic lives. It is, ultimately we can talk about pop culture. We can talk about events of the day, but what it really comes down to is what happens in our world. And that's, to me, the most interesting. For me. I don't know why I'm explaining this, but people know the show.
I think that, we've done this for a long time.
So if you're new to us, that's, But I mean, really, when we've all been gone for a while, it makes me realize.
Yeah, it's not a big deal, though. We've had vacations before, right?
Usually they're.
Our last vacation was during the winter holiday.
Last year.
For Christmas.
Christmas.
At the end of the year, yes.
It was two months
and 10 days before our latest vacation. So that's not that big a gap.
It feels like it was.
The Christmas vacation is so jam-packed with things that it almost doesn't feel like a vacation.
But it's a vacation, right?
It is.
So it's
it
2 months and 10 days.
It felt like it was a couple of days.
But now that we're back, Oscar,
I appreciate Oscar having his medical issue to be the catalyst for that. But
yeah.
I'm going to go on record, and I'm going to say this because I'm afraid to say it to him in private. I like those breaks. I know I don't break rocks. I know it.
I had a great back and forth with Reed Galen. He said, "Is everything okay? Did your health go sideways?" He said, "No, Mike just wants to play golf, but I could use
full disclosure, the only thing that your health issue did was add to the time that I was going to be gone.
Yes, you were going to be gone regardless.
I was going to be gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Correct.
And that was pre-scheduled. And
we were good with that.
You were going to be helping the needy, understand that.
He won't, he'll tough it out sometimes, and I didn't, because of the age and because of the attitude.
The break was great. The break was great.
So it was important,
and
I'm
glad
we did that.
Yes.
So with that said, we'll be a full week this week, and then we are off the following week.
Right. And Easter.
And Easter. Oh.
When someone tells me.
Before we get to Oscar, because Oscar's got some news.
Correct. Breaking news.
Man, oh man. It's exciting time here.
Why?
Because Easter comes on March 31st this year, the end of the month of March, which
is really
cool because they're predictable and a lot of them leave around that time. Some of them stay, a lot of them leave, and I'm fine with that.
He's talking about snowbirds, America.
Snowbirds
as in race.
Although I will say this, that the population is much more consistent down here than it has been in years past. We're getting to be a little megalopolis down here.
So well, we're getting to be an older country, and they're staying there.
No, that's
are you going to use
it.
The
term? No, that's
not
use
no, it's, no. It's density population.
It's population
growing
in general.
People
it's
willing
not
to move there.
Old.
Are you going to do the trick you did last year where you tell all your neighbors you've hidden eggs in North Carolina?
No, I'm not going to do that, and I don't know what that means.
Yeah, make them leave the state.
Yeah, oh, but they go to Iowa.
Now, conflicting reports, not conflicting reports. No, they're not conflicting reports. The population down here, there is a technology corridor that is being built by the airport, very
just
similar
like
to what you would have near Dulles Airport, that type of thing. So I'm watching what's happening as the apartment buildings are going up and the drone housing is going out, you know, for people to fuel that. So you're getting a lot of that. We have wild cards down here, though, that affect population, not the least of which is weather. So we'll see what happens. But I can see that it's a little more stable, but it'll still be a real big bite of folks that start migrating north right after Easter, which for us is fun. We do it by one thing. There's one tell when the people are getting out of here, and it's car carriers.
Yes.
Because they have their cars driven for them because they don't want to drive the distances to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Illinois and Iowa.
Isn't that safer, though, for the overall driving population?
Yeah, I would say 100%. I think it's, you know, when you're as someone who's logged a lot of miles on a lot of highways, I would say it's probably much safer. The odds
a slow
are safer,
driver you know? Is a dangerous driver.
Yeah, and Mike, with the average size of the car down there, they can only fit two or three cars per car carrier, right?
Yes, yes, because they're all 1997 Cadillac DeVilles. No, they're not. Oh, that's sad. There really aren't that many of those anymore. I miss those. I used to love to rent those. Do you remember when I used to rent those cars?
Yes, yes.
I love
low and
them.
Wide, Mike. Low and wide. That's a Cadillac ride.
There was nothing better than a DeVille to rent, and it would float. I remember getting it out on the highway, and it would be like, if you're on the highway and you're driving a DeVille, it would be like, whoa, correction. Steer. It was like a boat.
That was it.
But anyway, we got a lot to cover on the show. Something that really is super important to me to talk about, which is a film that I enjoyed over the break that I have not been able to get out of my mind, and we'll cover that. And before we get started, though, there's some changes coming.
Yes,
a change
changes.
Is going to come.
Upgrades.
Very exciting.
Yes.
And I mean this for, you know, DJs always say that. Very exciting, new, blah, blah. This really is very exciting, very new. And Oscar is going to tell us about it because he knows more about it than I do.
I'm proud to announce that we are soft launching the new bonus show subscription platform. What does that mean? At this moment, as we are taping, the migration is finishing for all current Bonus Show subscribers. So if you're a current Bonus Show subscriber, you will receive an email in your associated email that says, "Hi, we have a new platform. Set up your credentials to access. We ask you that you try this access, and then we welcome all feedback, good and bad. We welcome it. Not just on forums, but we welcome it via email. All will be taken. We have a system in place that will address any questions. But again, for those of you who are Bonus Show subscribers, you will get an email and it will invite you to the new platform and you will have access to a library and what we truly believe is building a more Netflix-style approach to your consumption of the Bonus Show on both audio and video. And I'll leave it at that.
And the email will say hi, right?
It'll say hi.
Hi.
That's what it will say.
So, Mike, how does the email start?
When you get your email about the new Bonus Show platform, first thing it'll say will be
hi.
That's nice. Friendly.
I'm Mike O'Mara. Yes.
This is cool, and it's going to be very, very user-friendly, so we're really excited about it.
And for those of you that want to subscribe because you've been waiting, now is the time. Feel free to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on bonus, and you'll see it right there. or go to tmosbonus.com. So you're good to go.
Thank you for that update. And yes. Oscar will jump in when we get more information on that.
Correct. Correct.
As I said, this is the soft launch is the initial phase of this.
Yeah.
And yes.
So I'm excited.
Phase one deployed.
Right. This is very common among amusement parks. They will soft launch a ride. Amusement parks.
Well, I thought you said amusement.
I did. Say, you did. Know what it he was? Did. It was a screw up.
So it was. You did say.
I did say amusement.
Amusement.
Well, that's what
I kind of like it if you would say that forever now.
Say amusement parks?
You're going to that amusement park.
I thought you were doing more like a hillbilly thing.
Well, sometimes it just comes out.
Well, naturally. America.
That's what I thought.
Amusement.
Like, he's just doing like a hillbilly like situation here.
Yeah, it could be. Who knows?
Max's knowledge of the Japanese culture is amazing.
It is. Amazing. Yeah. I like that song by Dean Martin. That's More.
More. I took last week one of the days to, with everything going on health-wise, I had a minor visit with my doctor because I'm back to my original doctor. I tried another doctor with the specialty, concierge. You've heard of that all around the country, concierge medicine where you have access. And it was not financially feasible for me because I just didn't think I needed it. So back to our original guy who I loved and I didn't really even like leaving in the first place.
Is it this guy, Mike?
I'm honored, sir. I'm Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing, professor of proctology and other related tendencies.
Not that guy. Okay.
This is my friend Jason, who is my Dr. Jason, who is a wonderful physician and has been with our family for a long, long time. And as I roll into his office, I'll say two things about my weight. I was very, very excited being at my all-time low weight since I started this program. If you talked about my all-time low weight, you'd have to go back to, my birth weight. I'm not there yet.
Like 210?
210. No, I was in the O's.
It was a breach.
204. So I am going back to him because two things are happening with my medical world down here. Number one, going back to my original doctor. Number two, I told my insurance company to pound sand.
Yeah, you still don't have
health
insurance.
That's right.
Because they were dicking me around and I'm...
And you showed them.
Not really. I don't think they care, but I'm not doing it. I'm really happy not putting it in their coffers for the 3 months that I will be without, and I'll be switching probably when I go to my...
No one cares. You don't have insurance.
Right. And it's got to be closer to 2.5 months.
Feel free to say that anytime. No, we
don't need the detail of what you're going to do and how you're going to get it. You just don't have insurance for 3 months.
Thank you. Don't say it. Right? Don't tell me that a lot, but tell me that when it's important, now.
But you just don't have insurance, which is the most perilous portion of what you're living through right now, correct?
Yeah. Well, you never know as you are, walking, talking evidence.
Yes, correct.
But I am still... in need of prescriptions, and we have made the determination that self-pay at the doctor's office, along with self-pay for these prescriptions, which are now outrageous, will be the order of the day until, of course, I get on my program in May.
That is terrifying.
It
but
really
self-pay is manageable, and it's less than the overall, I guess, deductible?
Huh. By thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that was even the case.
Well, we're doing it because of the convoluted failure to communicate that was the new one after giving me a plan for 2024. And then the lady who is the least energetic and why Carla has fused on to this lady is beyond me. And I was done with her years ago because I didn't like the... you can do the thing. And then to come back and tell me, oh, no, it wasn't the lower rate. It's more expensive now.
Well, who do you think would land
for
in that
less
job?
Coverage? For
you're not going to get a dynamic personality for someone in that
you
job.
You are in the sales arena. Probably.
Oh, of course, there, but not after the
May
fact.
Can you educate us on, I thought we all had universal health care. You just had to sign up for it.
What do you mean?
Like, there's Obamacare, right? It's still around?
Well, to be able to get anything, but you still yes. have to go through a company, and you still have to select a plan.
Correct. Yeah,
and
every
you still,
year.
As a
yeah.
self-employed person, you're still boned by the numbers that they give you for your insurance. I've lived with that for multiple years. What I'm
over
not living with again mm. with this company is, and I don't have to mention them by name, Florida Blue. Yeah. I don't, Blue Cross Blue Shield, I don't have to deal with their tomfoolery.
How dare they?
I was saying, will I have anything, even a routine physical scheduled in the next 3 months? No, I will not. Will I have an ability to see my physician? Yes, I will for $150.
Mm-hmm.
Will the $150 be better than paying what would be nearly, and I'm not exaggerating here, nearly $8,000? In this particular case, I have to take the risk because it was so convoluted for less of a program than I had before. And I just said, enough. And then we asked this person, may I just wait till May when mm-hmm. I'm interviewed by for the new...
What's this?
This is Mike O'Mara.
On a warm summer's eve.
It's The Gambler.
On a train bound for nowhere.
Thank you.
Rolling the dice.
I'm not the only person that's ever done this.
Oh, I know. But
I believe in coverage. I believe in coverage. It's just I wasn't.
I believe this is compelling because there's a lot of people that are going through this or have gone through this. That's why this is so compelling to me.
The majority, not the majority, the good chunk of change was to reenact the policy, and I just wasn't having it. I wasn't going to do it.
Was it a penalty?
You need to pay this month in advance, and it's a long.
Okay.
First month, last month, an apartment.
They could justify every charge. They didn't let me know that. I paid a certain amount of money that was on the website, and then they said, no, you need to pay this too.
You want the girl that's in the picture?
Yes.
You that's who better show up at your doorstep.
Oh, I got an Oscar businessism from a meeting we had, Rob.
What's that? Please. What is it?
It doing anything further for me
yes.
would be throwing a snowball at the sun.
Oh, nice.
That's
not
fave.
Even mine. That's
well,
not
no,
even
I know
that's
it's
not
been around for a while.
Of course it's not yours.
You know who
I know you didn't invent it, for Christ's sake.
No, that's not even a business school thing. It
right.
literally is something that Chad Dukes used to say, and I was like, oh.
Oh, really? I didn't
yes.
know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, but he didn't get that originally either.
No,
that's an old
expression. Yeah, but I remember him saying that. I was like, that's a great way
if
of saying
if we do that,
it's like
throwing
chance.
A snowball at the sun. It ain't going to
yes.
work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
So that's where I am with this. So Carla Godlover makes a couple of phone calls to say, all right, you're going to go. They know that you're going to be self-pay. Go do that, and then they will give you your prescriptions.
When you got your prescription, can you get like a three-month? Like through, like
oh yeah, a, I'm done. I'm set.
Okay, great.
Yeah, he took care of it. He took
okay.
care of it.
Good.
So I took care of that, and I'm ready to go. But this was also a non-scheduled visit, but I had to get them from the new doctor. I had to see my old doctor.
Okay.
And so I'm going in. I haven't seen him in a year or two, over a year and a half at least, probably 2 years. So he hasn't seen the new me, and I'm really, really excited. And I you know. I dressed for him, and I'm really, really looking forward to seeing.
What
getting
did you
my,
wear?
I'm getting my new clothes that are you know.
He's skinny
fit
now.
Me.
I know.
Like
I know.
This is an old shirt, which is still
okay.
in the look. This is
yeah.
A,
that's that, I don't even know why you even put that on. So
because
look at that.
You know, and you would tell me as Carla would tell me why.
Yeah,
I put them on
bother?
Because I can't have three shirts in my closet.
Go
still.
To your golf superstore.
I can't do that every
up.
Week either. That's the same reason I'm not
they're
paying
like $20
the insurance
shirts.
Right now.
I've been to them with you. They're
I know,
great.
But I am doing that. But I can't okay. do it every day.
Got it.
Get a 3 month
subscription
out of
this.
To shirts.
I real.
That's so much fabric.
That really is.
This is how much I used to have.
Oh, you know? Put that down.
So
Omar the tent maker. Boy.
This is a double X. I was a triple X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a double X shirt. It's silly. And then when you tuck it in, this is a shirt that doesn't show anybody you've lost weight.
Right. Right.
No, and, there's like a silhouette, like a Batman silhouette when you walk around.
Wings.
The wings.
Like, you know what, Mike? You have become a
out
sugar
of the frame.
No.
Out what? Of the yes. frame. Yes.
Mike, there's nothing wrong with being a sugar glider.
Wow. That's incredible. I can do this.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, my God. It's like a Snuggie. You've really lost a ton of weight.
You really
holy
have.
Ass. Man. And that's a nice shirt.
Well, it was.
Alien. Yeah. Alien.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is so great.
What happened? Oh, I knocked my headphones off.
Well, you were committed to the bit. That's understandable.
It's a mess right now.
Yeah. I can't
hold on.
Wait.
I knocked my headphones off. God damn it.
Oh, God.
Well, his earphones fell out, Oscar, because he's got skinny ears now. That's what
well,
happened.
I think you can. This is what's fantastic is, you know, that he there can now are. Commit. Oh. You can now commit to getting rid of your fat man clothes because mm-hmm. you've been on this drug for
I'm still scared.
You know, almost a year.
I'm still scared, especially after the weekend, which we will get to. Where,
okay.
Caution was thrown to the wind. And
yeah, I'm just saying, like, you're one subset of, like, hundreds of thousands of people on this drug now around the country.
And
yeah, around the
drug
world.
Works, but I will tell you, you can still have a
thousands.
Fat man night, which I did. I had one
tens
real fat
of
man
thousands
night.
Of, you know what? There's got to be a number. I bet you there's over 500,000 people on this drug now.
Well, it's
yeah, I heard that Los world. Angeles is out of it. They're just, they can't even keep it on the shelves anymore.
Let me say, well, if you're living in the Los Angeles area and you happen to go to the dermglowskin.com website, I'm here to tell you, LA people, if you're having a problem in California, please do that because they've got it. There you go.
In stock and ready to ship.
Ready to go.
Ready to ship.
Yes.
So it's interesting you mentioned everybody. I'm really excited because, so I'm wearing my, my smaller clothes and, I wait for the doctor, and I'm just, you know, thank God for our cell phones. So when you're in a doctor's office or you're in a waiting room, you can just surf because he's running about 15, 20 minutes
we're
late.
We're never bored anymore.
We're never bored. We don't something. Have to be bored. We can watch something, and it, yeah. it makes the time go faster. So finally I get the, and he walks in, and I am greeted not by my slightly rotund former physician. I am greeted by a praying mantis.
Oh, no.
Skinny doctor walks in, and I'm like, you too?
Yeah.
And he goes,
Blue Steel.
You lost weight too? You too? You lost weight too? And he said, I said, medication? He goes, yep. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. 70 pounds off of my doctor.
Yeah.
What a
70
jerk.
Pounds. And of course, he tips it in with, I went off of it and now I'm doing it on my own as well. I'm never going off it until I die.
Yeah.
Did you say to him, a sit up?
No, I didn't say that, but I did mention, I always mention Oscar's story,
okay.
where Oscar's yeah. kick in when I'm selling the weight loss products is, and not a single sit-up done, which I...
That's a selling point.
Well, sure. We'll go with that. And you know what? And
Why wouldn't it be?
Right. Okay.
My mom tells her friend, she goes, and I've done zero exercise.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do exercise where you can be 500 pounds and do the exercise I do, which is
okay,
getting in and out of a golf cart.
Technically, you exercise. Yes.
Yeah,
but you
golf
don't do,
is exercise.
What is it? You did no weight
loss
exercise.
I've been fat
exercise.
Enough and out of practice enough where that activity was taxing.
Yeah, you would come back from those days when we do afternoon tapings and you'd be waxed.
It
yeah.
would be. So, I mean, that's where I was with that.
Yeah.
And so he's in there. We're laughing our asses off because we have a discussion about the medications and we're back and forth and back. And I said, well, you just became my headline for the show. Here I am, all pretty and waiting for my pat on the back. And you come in. And based on the weight he had to lose compared to the weight he's ahead of me, mm-hmm. real, I mean, like he's dramatic.
Yeah, because he gets what is he probably gets inside pricing.
So
he can really jack himself up.
It was
you know what I mean?
Dramatic. The weight loss.
He's and like,
I'm seen
CC.
By
like,
the
yeah,
same people
same
every
price.
Day. I'm totally seen by the same. So I only got dramatic when I went to this. Golf tournament where people hadn't seen me in a year.
Yeah.
And
right.
I got all the validation that an yeah. individual could ever
love
want. The best yeah. was from my curmudgeony old friend, Pat, who the joke that I have with this guy when I see him is I will yell across the room and I'll say, hey, Pat, how you doing? And he looks over and he looks at me and goes, So anyway, and he continues and he ignores me. It's funny.
Yeah, I know people like
maybe
that.
Maybe he didn't recognize you.
No, no, we do it every year, and it's hysterically funny. And so he comes up to me, and I'm getting nice comments from everybody about weight loss at this golf tournament. And it's great for me because I am a guest now once a year at the place where I used to be a regular. Okay. And so it's great to see old friends. It really is. So this guy who is so caustic, you know, this guy makes me laugh with no jokes, no, just the way he reacts to me. And
does
he
know he's funny because of it, or is it just
no,
in spite of himself?
He gets the bit.
Okay.
And like last year, well, he's walking by and it was his birthday, and I said, "Happy birthday, Pat." And I say it like that funny way, and he looks over at me and just gives me a dirty look, and a guy at the next table goes, "Happy birthday, Pat." "Thanks, Ron." And so it's like blowing me up. It's funny. I love it. You know, I love it's a weird, we golfers are sadistic bunch. So he says to me as we're standing on the practice screen, he said, "Now listen, what I'm going to say to you, bear with me here because it might not sound like it, but I'm actually trying to give you a compliment." I said, normally when someone prefaces what they're going to say with this, it's nothing really good. So he says, how does he put it? He says, "I have to say that when people would ask me if you were out on the golf course and maybe you were in a foursome in front of us, you would say, well, that's Mike O'Mara in front of us. And someone would say to me, well, which one is he? I would say, it's the fat guy. I don't say that anymore." I said, "Thank you. What a lovely compliment that was." That's what it was. "I guess I don't have to say that anymore." Yeah. I said, "What a wonderful, heartfelt compliment that was."
So mean.
I expected
it was beautifully mean, and I love mean sometimes. You know
that. I expected you would say.
What do you think this show is? This show is us being mean to each other.
No, not all the time. That was just like basically forever he's been calling you the fat man.
Yeah. I used to say he's the fat guy. Because I was.
Thank you, Pat.
I was. So I was the fat guy. But I was. It's reality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just learn to live with it. You know? That's
you
it.
Do.
That's the way it goes.
Did you ever? Okay, but I don't know if you get this, Mike. And speaking of, I don't have my phone on me right now. Mac, do you mind grabbing a liquid IV for me? I would have texted you that. Thank you.
Sure.
There is something to be said about gaining weight and then being just larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. Mm-hmm. And then finally you and Rob are the only people in my life that I've seen at their heaviest and at their lowest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever feel, looking back at the pictures or even talking to people that, you know, are giving you compliments, that you were that obese?
The way you frame that question is difficult to answer. I look at the pictures now, and when you're that big, you don't process it the same way. You can't.
That's
when
true.
You look at it after the fact, you look at it and you go, you know, oh my God. Yeah. That's kind of the reaction. At the time, you're not doing that. It's more the way you feel when you're weight. Now, looking at an old photo and Carla, you know, pouring them out online every day. It's like, look what are you doing?
Yeah, but you have an after, which is nice.
After is the win.
It's fun. Yeah. And the validation was fun. And it's the most I've ever gotten.
Do people treat you differently?
No.
No.
No. I would say I have a big personality. You know?
New people.
The only way they treat you differently is I think Rob would testify to this, that you can probably count on a weekly basis of getting someone making some kind of comment in the circles we travel on about being heavy, being fat.
And you're always aware of it. And
The best line comes from Louis Anderson in his debut on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, where he said, "People get on me for making jokes about my weight. Well, if I didn't, you'd look at me and say, 'Do you think he knows he's that big?'" And then he does a bit where he said, "Like I just found out." Like I woke up in the morning and I went, "Oh no, honey, get in here." Louis Anderson's still, that holds up as one of the funniest stand-up routines about fatness.
I've seen it. Just because you guys have mentioned it, I've gone and watched it. It's
like I woke up one morning.
Fantastic.
And went, oh no.
Yeah.
honey, get in here.
Honey, get in here.
But also, even at my skinny, and I'm sort of mid right now. I'm not.
What's mid?
Mid is 265, down from 315. You know, that's not bad.
That's staying alive.
But in your mind, even at my thinnest, and I've never been below like 227 in my adult life, you still feel fat. You'll always,
really?
In your mind. Yes. In my mind,
my
I
God.
Always feel like
that's,
a fat
I,
guy.
I can tell. I can attest to that completely.
That is wild.
No, it's true, though.
Yeah. This golf tournament, you remember last year I came in and we had the Mark Miller show where Mark came on. And by the way,
you patched that up.
Well, we had dinner together at the tournament. So that's all you need to know about that.
A year
later. Both family, the exact same group, same dinner. That's the way it happened. And funny line from Mark Miller. I will tell you, the way this tournament works, you play nine hole match, two a day. It's a lot of golf, a lot of competitive golf. And in between, there's a break. And in between, might have been Thursday or Friday. I don't know which day it was. I am walking from my golf cart, probably Thursday, to the range because I wasn't happy with the way I was swinging. And I want to get some swings in before the next match. And as I'm walking by Mark's golf cart, and Mark's got a baritone better than mine. Mark's got a sports guy baritone like this. And as I am walking by, Mr. Mark Miller, he says at the top of his lungs, "It's not going to help," the moments I love are those moments. Yeah. Those are the moments I love more than anything at all. And I am here to say a different experience this year, as I was not coming off an injury. And I'm here to say that we won our flight at the Cocoonville Golf Tournament.
So it did help. How about that, Millsy?
Yes, there you go. Yeah. We won our flight, and then I think of the 8-9 flights, you go out on Saturday to the end of the day, the end of the tournament. You go out to what's called the shootout, and you play the 8-9 other teams that have made it to that level. And
but there are no guns, right? No,
there
guns
are no guns. It is a shootout, and you go out to the ninth hole. And you start at 160 and you work your way back, and they eliminate two or three teams every time. And I said to my wife that if we made it, which meant we won our flight, if we got into the shootout, that's the big win for all these guys. I said, I'm going to call you, and I want you to come over, and I want you to bring our son. And Carla said to me that when I made that phone call to her, I sounded as excited as I've ever said it, and it's probably true. I was probably having trouble because I was so the fantasy I had the whole time, the dream scenario I had was the idea of the golf carts gathered on the back of the green, all the people gathered on the back of the green, and they announced the winners, and my son was there to watch it, and it was the moment. It was the thrill of my adult golfing life to have that happen, just to see, because, you know, let's be honest, I ain't getting any younger. It's really nice to have that. And my friend John.
You're confirming like this, you're making a core memory.
Yeah,
you're creating.
I hope so.
Mike, yes. Making memories.
Thanks to my friend John, who you guys met in New Orleans when he and his lovely wife, Nancy, came to our show there. John, who put up with me during Meltdown Central last year. John and his lovely wife, Nancy, who enjoyed Thanksgiving with us the last two or three years. And it was just gratifying because he's fantastic. He carries us. And I just have to have my moments where I can pick up the slack a little bit, and I was able to do that. So it was a blast. Nothing untoward happened.
Good.
It was happy, happy, joy, joy. And to see my son, I really, as we're driving over to the final shootout, I found myself getting a little verklempt because I said, this is all I wanted. This is all I wanted was him to.
But you had to perform, right?
I had to. Oh, God, yeah. You have to perform. And as I said, John's the better, and it's alternate shot. So one guy hits, the next guy hits, the one guy. So the very first shot of the shootout, John says to me that All right, so we're going to do one shot, next shot, another guy. One guy makes the first shot. I'm still not able to talk about it. It's
alternate. Killer.
And so it's alternate shot, and John says, you know, I'm pretty good at chipping, and a lot of these are landing on the front of the green. You know, he's probably the best idea that that you take this one, the first one. And I'm like... And so you hear on the giant PA that's on the green, I can do it this way. Let me turn the thing on here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not working. But anyway, representing the Becker O'Mara team, first to hit will be Mike O'Mara. O'Mara. And
any boos or hisses?
We'll get to that in a second.
Cheers.
Oh, no.
Let's just say.
I was joking.
Well, I'm identified as a certain person.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But
we live
still.
In a divided country.
Yes.
Let's be honest. So we are the fourth team out of nine, I think, that is sitting. We are third or fourth team. We're at the top tier, but we're not the best. There are three teams in front of us, and these guys all hit it right and left and short. And I have to say, with my son watching, I was the first one from this distance into about a 30-mile-an-hour wind to hit it onto the green. And I hear,
and that was my moment. Yeah, just like in the Ryder Cup.
Just in the Ryder Cup. And I just was so excited. I pulled a lot of – I think at one point I got to zoom in for this. At one point I looked at my kid.
Yes.
I gave him one of these.
Oh, you did? That's cute.
I gave him one of these.
I thought you were going to walk over to your golf bag and say, let's party. Let's dance.
Let's dance. So what? So let's dance. And it was.
That's a lot.
And then,
thank you.
However.
place your bets. Place your bets.
This mausoleum. But anyway. So we finished third overall. We actually, out of the nine teams, which was in the top three, which was in the money. And
that's great.
You know, it was a great finish between the last two teams. We didn't make it to the final. We had a chip off for it, the third place finish, and we got third place because my partner can chip like an MF-er.
But you looked great.
It was fun.
Yes.
It was fun. So I don't
sound
have any.
Like you had a great
last
time.
Year. I came in here just loaded with angst.
So mad and angry.
I was so embarrassed by last year. And
then
I was
Millsy
so
came on.
Angry. And awkward. Millsy came in and just surgically, you know, performed multiple amputations on me as he was doing that. And it was.
And now
was
you're fun. Dining with him. Look what a progress we've made.
Been together a couple of times.
Yes.
It was, look,
times a year later.
A year later, but then we went to theirs. They came to ours.
That's sweet.
Then we had, shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
He was missing an action for like 9 months.
He was. Right. It just wasn't right.
On the bench.
it didn't, look, you give yourself.
The friend bench.
You give it, no, I don't.
Full.
It's time heals.
Yes, all wounds.
Take a break. Time
is it time? Shall time. We take a pause?
Time here.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's good news, Mike.
Thank you. It was much better. I'm going to burp than last year. One little altercation, but
No.
Yeah, there
stick
was.
With a
there
winner and win with a there sticker. You did great.
Don't question my patriotism. We'll be right back after this, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Guess what? Welcome back, electric e-bikes.
Yeah!
Yes! Yes!
Glad to have them back on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's getting to be springtime in the nation's capital, and everyone is looking for one thing. No, not the cherry blossoms. No, you idiot. We're all looking forward to seeing Oscar on his electric e-bike.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Oscar, do you love it? Love it? You still love it as much as you always have?
I'm modding my electric e-bike.
Ooh, what are you doing?
I threw on a new headlight. They've got all the kinds of accessories. It's fantastic.
Mike, look. Here comes Oscar on his e-bike.
They don't sound like that, Rob. They're quieter.
I know. I was just kidding.
Go to electricebikes.com to learn more about their wide selection of e-bikes that start at just $799. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. It has durable features and accessories for added safety, convenience, and control. You can save on gas, parking, and maintenance. I've seen them down here. Electric e-bikes, they are the rage, and financing starts as low as $49 per month. Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You'll be on the road in no time, and it goes 150 miles on one charge. Zang! Explore 2024 with electric e-bikes, the most accessible and adventurous e-bikes ever. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and be sure to mention the Mike O'Mara Show sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's LEC. By the way, they're with us again because you all filled those surveys out. We appreciate it. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there it is. The Kraken is on electric e-bike.
Hi, yeah. Kraken.
Oh,
hi,
the Kraken. The Kraken has Oscar fever, ladies and gentlemen. Of course he does. After 70 years of being ignored by the Academy, Godzilla won his very first Oscar last night. Oscar. And it wasn't that goofy American Godzilla that you remember.
Godzilla Minus One.
This was the superior Japanese flick, Godzilla Minus One. It got the Oscar for Best Visual Effects, which is the Mac Daddy Oscar for that particular kind
of movie. Speaking of Mac, you know, when I sign on in the morning, Mac's voice is the first one I hear.
Yes.
And his opening remark to me was, Godzilla should have won Best Picture.
Yeah, were you excited that it got an Oscar, though, Mac?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I at least think it should have been nominated Best Picture. I don't think it actually should have won. Oppenheimer was definitely the best.
Okay. Overrated, but, Oppenheimer.
I thought so.
By you, but I think it was... By you guys, all three of you, but yes, I think it was a fantastic
movie. Rarely agree on something like
that. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah, okay, that's good. You're with the Academy.
This is like America. The first year that I think every winner that should have won.
Okay, because I didn't track with all of the films, but I got a couple here.
I don't think that animated short subject was right.
Thank you, Rob. editing foreign film.
Yeah. Near. What were you thinking?
The guy who spoke for the team for Godzilla, obviously not fluent in English, but he read his speech off a piece of paper, and his enthusiasm was awesome. They all wore shoes with Godzilla claws for heels, which I thought was very nice. The award was presented by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, who joked about both trying to kill Batman in the movies, and Arnold called Batman a son of a bitch twice.
Do you want to see that clip at all?
Sure.
Before you get to that, just briefly. One of our colleagues here at Pottville, she's one of the VPs for the LA Times studio now.
Yes.
And we used to work with her when she was at ESPN. Her studio and her team was nominated for Best Documentary Short. And when her doc won, which it did last night.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Academy Award, we texted her from home and she responded in real time.
That's kind of exciting, isn't it?
It was. I didn't expect a response.
Did she get up on the stage? Was she able to get up on the stage?
She was not on stage. She was not on stage. So she's part of the executive producer team.
Okay. That's awesome. That's so cool.
So she'll actually get a trophy, though,
She'll get a trophy, yes. I think I saw that award presented, but I'm trying to remember. What it was about?
It was for the...
Was it for the Mariupol?
No, it was the one before that. It was about the kids getting free instruments in L.A. County.
Okay, yes. I saw that where the cute young girl in the beautiful gown.
She was on stage. Correct.
That looked really, really cool.
Yes,
and the audience loved that. They really were into that.
Yeah, it's a really compelling that the L.A. County school system does that, and they make sure that they get instruments. But regardless, it's worth seeing. But to text her in real time.
Find out the name of the movie so we can plug it properly.
And for her to text back was pretty cool.
That's very cool. Right.
Yeah.
Mac, do you have the Arnold clip?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I do.
All right, let's do it.
Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like a good neighbor.
Well, Arnold and I are presenting tonight together for a very obvious reason.
We both tried to kill Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to try it. I as the Penguin in Batman Returns.
And that was Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin.
How did Batman beat you?
Oh, he used my one weakness against me.
Heat?
Love.
Oh. He threw me out a window. Yeah, really. Yeah, he's really.
Batman, that son of a bitch.
Where is he?
Yeah.
I
hate him.
There he is. He's right here.
Michael Keaton. That's
yeah, Michael. Really, yeah.
And he's really, like really looking seriously.
Well, yeah, you got, you know.
Son of a bitch.
You are a real beak breaker.
Really good.
I'm going to see you after the governor's ball.
You better believe
me. Pal.
I love Michael Keaton.
Just fun.
The technique I think that was coined on the Golden Globes, maybe with Steve Carell for the first time in modern time, that dead stare.
Yes.
Is so funny. I could watch that again and again and again.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
The short doc, thank you, is The Last Repair Shop.
Yes.
And it chronicles the Los Angeles Unified School District. It's one of the few school districts in America that still offer musical instruments and their repair to students for the entire district for free.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. And of course, in Lee County, Florida, they would say, give them everything. Well, what do they want next? A car?
Well, does Mike? I know you're being silly, but Lee County offers them weapons and weapon repair, don't they?
Yeah. Let's see. The other moment, John Cena. He may never be in contention for an Oscar, but he had a pretty big moment when he presented an award naked. It was funny. And by the way,
this is funny too.
Do you have it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's say this was funny. And when you got a body like John Cena, you know. Not creepy, because you can't say anything creepy about a guy that looks like this without his clothes on. This
exactly.
is very, very, very
the
funny.
Naked. Come on.
They were riffing on the 50th anniversary of really the streaker at the Oscars.
Fine, just give out the award then. God, the worst.
So funny. So well done.
It was a surprise, to say the least.
Audience loved it. John Cena, not missing any gym time.
He has done sit-ups.
Yeah. And what's great is what he presented. Listen.
Costumes.
It was good.
They are so important.
Thank you, Mac.
That's maybe good. You know, I will say, for a show that routinely mocks and derides award shows, that had some moments, and I thought it was, it did a little bit to help us get back on track.
It was also, it was so wonderful for it to be wrap up by 10 p.m.
Yes. Yep. They're starting to learn, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're starting to learn. That
starting an hour early was smart, was very
so
smart.
So great.
But I must say this while we're on the topic. They totally fumbled the death reel, and here's why.
I did not see that, so I know you. No one enjoys death more than you enjoy death.
I thought it was great.
No, it was horrible.
Me too.
It was horrible.
Yeah, they
I love the song.
They muffed it. Well, there's singing and dancing, which is nice, but because
not dancing,
there was dancing.
Yeah, but it wasn't like festive. It was a sad song.
All right, can I speak? The problem is when you show
the show tune,
when you see the singing and dancing. It minimizes the images on the screen behind them.
I agree with
them.
Rob on that.
And yeah. I was watching on a big screen, and even then
600 inches.
Right. And even then it was hard to make out some of the names. Then they started with five different screens overlapping three
and two.
Yeah,
but those were just the executives.
Give them
their due.
No. If they're executives, they don't need the full moment.
And then at the end, they put up a huge... It almost looked
now,
like
Rob. You know how we
expression.
Do your level, and on this, but when you get passionate,
you get
about
really
something,
excited.
You're
really,
now you're screaming into your microphone.
Yeah,
so
all
right,
modulating.
All right,
I will calm down. But at the end, they put up an image that to me represented like it looked like the Vietnam War Memorial Wall. Just names, no pictures, no explanations. Just a huge list of names to cover their asses, and then they do what they always do. For more memorial information, go to ampass.com.
So it could have been done better in your
Yeah, opinion. It was. Well, I mean, well, I like the idea that they build. They try to build a presentation.
Who was the last picture?
Oddly, Tina Turner.
Okay.
She's huge.
She is,
massive
but
star.
Is it because she's a woman of color?
Don't start with me. I think they should have closed. There would have been five different people that would have been better.
Name them.
All right, go ahead. Come on. Let's go.
I would have liked to have seen them close with Matthew Perry.
White guy.
TV guy.
No. Movie guy.
Not of note.
No. He's not a movie
star.
He's
known for Friends.
Okay, yeah. The way that Tina Turner is known for being a pop star.
This is true.
But she crossed over.
And Tina Turner had a movie.
Did Matthew Perry ever sell 100 million records?
He did, as a matter of fact. He sold and I bought them all.
Who run Barter Town?
No, I just think it was
Lift
Mike
Embargo.
It was dissatisfying. They did not
give us the other
them.
Four. Give us another of your people that you would have liked. I know somewhere he's trying to get around it, but know somewhere there's an oldie in there that
there's
he wanted.
There's someone that would.
There's
you
somebody
would just,
that
would
Rob
just crush
liked,
me. Would crush me if you pulled this name. I'd be like, you know what? You're right.
I'm trying. You know what? I don't have it because
it's I give it to you?
Yes,
Harry Belafonte.
I would have loved to have seen Harry Belafonte as a closer. I would have liked to have seen Richard Roundtree as a closer. I just don't think that Tina Turner, I don't diminish her as a star, but not primarily a movie star. You know?
Yeah. And you're also, a heartless monster.
The other thing about Matthew Perry is he might not be a golden beacon in the world of cinema, but there's a definite sadness gone too soon. Mm-hmm. Heartfelt favorite towards him.
And you have the big
Richard
Elefante
Lewis.
In common with him.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I got that. Sorry.
It's an addiction joke. All right, shall we move on, ladies and gentlemen? Time. That's
shame
Oscar.
On you, Oscars. Oscar.
How dare me?
Oscar. Artists like to see their fans standing during their concerts, but is it a crime if they stay seated? And should the artist call them out if they do? I would see myself on stage, and if we were getting a standing O, I might come out and go, hey, what's with you? You know, Madonna tried that the other night, and it backfired spectacularly. During her show in Inglewood, California, on Thursday, she saw a fan in her seat and said, quote, "What are you doing sitting down over there?" But when she went to the edge of the stage to investigate, she realized the fan was in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. No.
She said, quote, "Oh,
I'm over here now."
Okay. She said, "Oh, okay, politically incorrect. No. Misuse of the word. No. Totally insensitive would be. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here."
Can you imagine?
Madonna.
Hey, you.
Madonna.
You get up and dance.
Yeah.
I can't, Madonna.
That's Madonna with her.
They should. You know what? I blame her handlers.
Yeah.
Madonna stage left. The people that aren't standing, they're handicapped.
There you go. Yeah. Know the room.
She's falling down. Yeah.
The upcoming Michael Jackson biopic will not gloss over the child molestation allegations against him, but not surprisingly, it'll take a pretty biased stance. A journalist who read the early draft of the script said he wants very much to convince you Michael is innocent.
Hmm.
The movie does, not he. And it goes to great lengths to minimize and downplay the actual claims and eviscerate the accusers. Well, that's not necessarily a
quote.
So an agenda.
We all, and if we don't, then I'm not going to judge you. There's too much smoke, right?
Yeah.
Like it happened.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, an awful lot of
smoke.
If you're
drinking Jesus juice in a bed with a bunch of toddlers.
That was a Freudian slip you made right there.
Yes.
None of this is surprising, given the movie has the blessing of his estate. And his nephew, Jafar Jackson, is playing him in the movie. I am absolutely curious to see how it's handled with that. If they don't shy away from it. So,
are you still looking to have your nephew play you in your movie, Mike?
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. All the way. Finally, you'd probably rather not
what
think.
What is your biopic? I'm so sorry. What's the title?
Of the Michael Jackson biopic?
Of the Michael Mara
biopic. Michael Mara story.
Don't Get Happy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you.
How dare you? You probably.
What is the matter with you?
You probably would rather not think about how many people touched your food in the process of preparing it at restaurants or without gloves. According to the CDC, food workers wash their hands only 33% of the time. meaning germs can spread from workers' hands to food, which can trigger an outbreak of foodborne illness in restaurants, including norovirus, salmonella, and E. coli. So this could help. There's a new product called the hand scanner, which is being described as a hand-washing lie detector. It looks like a mounted hand dryer. A worker places their hands under it after washing their hands, palms up, then palms down, and within 2 seconds, it can identify any residual gribblies using light fluorescence spectroscopy with safe non-UVD LED lights. It's brand new technology. A similar system is already used in the healthcare industry, and the hand scanner itself already being introduced to 10,000 restaurants worldwide, including some Taco Bell and Arby's locations.
That's good. Mike, how would someone from Indiana name that product?
Hand scanner. When did you get back? Where's my hand scanner?
Thank no need you. For the hand scanner in the TMOS kitchens, though. We no. were spotless.
Where else would we need those? That's brilliant technology if it's that quick.
Oh, yeah. By the way, last thing I want to share with you.
Schools.
Springing forward. You're feeling groggy today. Spring forward can be deadly. A study in Michigan found a 24% increase on the first Monday after clock shift. And a separate study in Finland found 8% bump in the number of, I hate to say it, strokes in the first 2 days.
Oscar.
Too soon.
They're still not sure why it happens, but they think it has to do with disrupting your body's internal clock. Springing forward can be deadly in other ways, too. For example, sleep-deprived drivers who have been linked to 6% increase in fatal car crashes this time of year. So slow down and be a little more careful this week.
We're on the brink of abolishing daylight savings time.
I hope so.
I believe so.
I'm ready to have this one that we got now.
What do you mean no?
The whole thing in the Senate.
Yeah.
The House never took it up. It's dead.
Man. Wow. Thank you, Debbie.
You know why it sucks?
I was so excited for it to stop.
You sound like
I looked that up like a year ago, and then it pissed me off.
That 3 years in AZ was the best years of my life when it came to daylight savings. I'm going to tell people that all the time.
Yeah, Indianapolis, too. They don't observe.
Yeah, they give zero Fs.
And it's also too hard to change the clock on my Keurig. I can never figure it out.
There you go. It's all about you. I get that. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate
it. It should be automatic by now.
And when you spring forward, remember, wash your hands.
Yeah. I love that tech.
Yeah, that text fit. Yeah, especially, you know, I don't want poop in my food. We got to take a break, and we Print will it. Come back with winning more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa, whoa. Oh, man, I lost my
thing. Print it.
There we go.
Yeah, print it.
Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? Get ahead of it with Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth product. Let me start again. A clinically tested hair growth supplement, not a product, for men. Nutrafol's drug-free approach promotes hair growth from within. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase it online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months thanks to Nutrafol. Oscar is seeing thicker hair every day.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code TMOS.
Men.
Thank you. I don't know whether this is. When I'm laying out the show, ladies and gentlemen, the way it works is sometimes I look at my clock and I say, we probably don't have time to do this. We have a massive health update for both Rob and Oscar, and it's it requires a lot of time. So I guess we could talk about your unrewarding birthday, but
yes.
I really think we need to talk about Dan O'Brien's sexy time here.
The birthday can wait until tomorrow if have to be. It's still going to be
dissatisfying. We have the picture, but ultimately, tomorrow at the front of the show, I want to talk about that movie that we were all tasked
yeah.
with
yes,
watching. Did you both get a chance to see
it? Of course.
It?
Oh, yeah.
I saw it last night.
It was much to cover on the movie Saltburn. Yeah. But let's get to Dan O'Brien. The resident expert on Dan O'Brien would probably be Oscar Santana. Yeah. He works with him the most. Mm-hmm. He hired
him. He's the closest to, I think ever since Pony left the nest, it's Dan.
Dan's he's the director of First Impressions at Podville,
yeah, yeah.
too.
Correct.
Dan, Oscar made us aware of a photograph last night, but I was made aware of it prior to that from my bride, who said, let me see if I can duplicate her tone. Hey, did you see this picture of Dan O'Brien? And Dan, what is it, a new profile picture for? What is the picture? What is the nature of the...
The kids call it a thirst trap.
Exactly.
Can you explain that to the seniors in the
audience? Sure. It's basically putting a sexy or seductive picture of yourself, of one's person, on what the kids call social media.
Yes.
And making it your profile picture. I'm used to thirst traps on IG from women. That's just what I get in my
head. A lot of people accuse Martha Stewart of posting thirst trap pictures.
Because I would say that's accurate. That's accurate.
But that's a good example if you
like
want
to. Like the octogenarian.
It's a seductive picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a seductive
picture. Do we have the picture, Mac, of Dan O'Brien's thirst trap?
Yes.
Hi there.
This is a great video day.
Hi.
And if you don't mind, Mac, going and grabbing Dan O'Brien so he can answer to this.
Sure.
Thank
Mike,
you.
Mike, will you in your best way as a broadcaster describe the picture and the outfit for those who are joining us with an audio medium?
Do you have music? Any sexy music for me in the back? The saxophone? Yes. This would really be appropriate. Right
can now. You incorporate, may I give you just one suggestion if you're taking them?
Yeah.
Can you incorporate, this is for Mike as he's going to describe this picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you could layer in the word or the brand L.L. Bean into this, that would be great.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or Mike, the word Marlboro Country.
Yeah, that too. I was thinking about the same thing. We're just waiting on Dan right now.
And I'll wait to.
Please.
See if he gets in here.
He shall scoot, as I imagine. I did see him walk.
Oh, he's already here, so that's good.
No, he's not in yet.
Right. Oh, okay.
But he's in the building.
All right,
he's in the building.
Lay the music on me, please. What type of man likes the great outdoors? A man rugged on the inside and rugged on the outside. That man is Dan O'Brien, shown here in this year's L.L. Bean collection. The outdoors doesn't make the man. But the man can make the outdoors. I don't know what that means, but I just thought that it sounded good. Ladies, if you're looking for a guy that enjoys camping, hunting, fishing, sitting in his chair out on his front lawn, moving other people's stuff out of one apartment into the other, going to visit his mother on every major holiday, spending quality family time to see who's the tallest one in his family, you need to get in touch with this guy. Straightening head, that fantastic metrosexual haircut. That man is Dan O'Brien.
Oh, it is.
A man's man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
There he is.
Here I am.
Dan.
Oscar.
What say you of this thirst trap of a picture that you threw up this past weekend?
What's there to say?
Are you in front of a jersey wall? Where was
or
it?
Or a green screen.
Yeah, where was it taken?
On top of a parking garage.
There you go. And
that's right.
Did you the
was
genesis
a photo shoot?
Of the was did someone take the picture for you?
Yeah, somebody else took the picture for me. I was with a friend. They thought I looked good, and so they said, "Oh, just stand right there, pose like this."
There you go.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you gotten any...
We had some Marvin Gaye playing in the background.
Yeah, have you gotten...
And the lights are coming down.
There you go. Have you gotten any feedback on this photo? I'm sure you have. We noticed it.
People like it, and I can't blame them. It's a good photo.
There you go. That man has confidence. Dan, your marital status currently, are you in between girlfriends now?
I'm having fun. I'll put it like that.
Okay. Look out! Look out!
With a picture like that, how can you not?
Have I had fun with you? That's a real old Don and Mike Show reference going way, way
it's
back.
So great, like though.
So I got to know, are there other outtakes from the shoot?
There's one other picture. It looks good, but not quite as good as this
well,
one, in my opinion.
How could it? But I'd love to see the other outtakes.
Okay, can I send it to you, to the group chat with the
sure,
three of you guys?
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
That'd be great.
But I have another follow-up here.
Perfect.
You knew when you were posting this
yep.
that there was going to be a response, correct?
I thought some people would like it, yeah.
Okay. Do you, because I know we're both close to our parents and our families.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did your mom say or call you back, oh, Danny, you look so good in that picture?
Debbie Carano O'Brien.
Yes.
No, there
did
was
she comment on it?
No, actually she
mom hasn't commented on it. She's well, all over the internet.
She told me recently she's taking a little break from social media, so she's just kind of more focusing on the other stuff in her life.
So now you pounce. You do what
Hi,
you
mom,
want to do
it's,
now.
It's Dan.
What? Did you all right, turn that down. Did you think that we'd take notice? By any chance, so was that ever in your mind at all? I mean, I don't want to make it all about us, but did you think maybe there was a chance that you might get your, your stones kicked on it a little bit?
I thought I might get called to the principal's office. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you look good.
You look great.
We're celebrating you.
You can make fun of it all day long. He looks
we're
good.
We're celebrating
in that.
Him.
He looks yeah. good.
Is
in
it
that.
A, is it a new coat?
It's one I got this past winter, yeah. probably just over when I was away for Christmas.
Sort of a retro look. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like kind of like a 70s.
Yeah, or a Marlboro ad.
Is that a phone in your pocket or is that organic? What's going on?
Oh, dear.
That's a phone. That's a phone.
That's an Android.
Yeah.
Boo.
Oh, my God. Well, I give you a round of applause for that photo.
Thanks, folks. Thank you for the applause.
Hey, Dan, you keep on keeping on. Don't
yeah, God bless
change
you, man.
A damn thing.
And remember, they can get pregnant.
Oh.
What is that word? You didn't say that.
That's Dan O'Brien, ladies.
Thanks,
and
Dan.
I love him. I love the whole family.
Don't believe a word.
I really, really do. We have to take a break. And,
Mike, I'm having fun.
We will come back with a tale of two individuals. Mac's birthday weekend. Very quick update when we return on the Michael Mara Show. Oh, man, Naked Wines. Love them, yeah. Love them, love them, love them. Let's talk about Naked Wines, everybody. The subscription service that links you directly to the world's best independent winemakers. Enjoy a case of top quality wines at a fraction of the store price, up to 60% off. By connecting winemakers to wine enthusiasts like you, Naked Wines cuts out middlemen, letting you savor exclusive, award-winning wines without breaking the bank. And I love them. I've never had a clunker in all of my cases of Naked Wines. I love you can answer a few questions. When you order, they will instantly match you with a perfect pour for your taste. And I think my taste is a lot of people's taste. I really do. The cabs I got were extraordinary. And in the off chance you don't like a bottle, they'll give you a credit so you can find one you love. Naked Wines sure is fine. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right. When you get to the website, and this is a little different than our regular slogan you put in there, then enter, it's not a slogan, it's a, what do you call our thing?
Our code. Promo code.
Promo code. Then enter TMOS for both the code and the password. That's what you have to do with Naked Wines. That'll let them know that you got that from us. Get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. NakedWines.com/TMOS. Use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles, just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Cheers, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheers. Cheers.
Okay, Mac, we took a whole week, but you were leaving early to get down to the Oceano Atlantico to go have your special crab dinner with the familia and I guess spend the weekend at the beach. Was that
crab yeah. Rangoon?
That is correct.
Did anybody take any sexy pictures of you while you were down at the beach?
No, but I had some good pictures with my niece.
Oh, that's sweet. Were they taken on a parking deck?
No, on our little porch, we were watching the pokey dance together.
Oh, that's sweet. That's nice. Are you a good uncle? Do you have any more nieces or nephews?
No. One niece. She's almost two.
And this is the tennis pro's daughter?
Yes.
How old is she?
she turns two in June.
Oh, you know sweet. What? While we're talking babies, just a quick sidelight. Happy birthday,
Zoolander.
Yes, Avery Miranda Stolginski, born March 8th of this year. Mother
My
and baby
God,
doing
the
fine.
Man is a baby
third
factory.
Kid. Third Boy, kid.
Eric all, Duggar. Eric all, Duggar is
no,
just
no,
doing
no.
an amazing. What do you all mean? No, no, girls. He's got 15 kids already.
He's got three kids. That's all.
That's a lot for yeah. people these days.
Well, yeah, that's almost God to the point him. Where you have to buy a new vehicle, but not quite. Not
is there
quite.
Anything you would like to say to him personally, Rob?
I hope that you become a good father and you're a sensational dad.
Okay,
and that,
all right.
Come on.
It took him a while it's to sad, catch up.
It's sad yeah, it's that okay. you don't have a son.
It's okay. Goodbye.
But, you know, daughters Enough. Are nice, too.
Zoo, God
it's
bless
sad you,
you man. God bless
F you,
sad.
Rob.
no, you know so, I love you, Eric.
How are the crabs?
Disappointing.
Oh, tell me why.
Because this location, we called ahead, made sure that they had jumbo crabs.
Jumbo ready. Crabs. Plenty
That's
of muscle.
We called ahead, and they said, yes, we do. So we go there that night, and they say, oh, we only have one size in between large and extra large, which is basically like half the size.
Yeah, of a jumbo. That's like, yeah. that's two sizes
it's
too small.
It's like a schmedium.
Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly. And it was mediocre. It was barely different from a medium that I've had before. So it was just,
that's just all
just
cartilage and shell. You're not yeah. getting any yeah. meat at all, those bastards.
Yeah, it was just disappointing.
So they deliberately lied to you.
Mediocre.
Or at least the person who answers the phone doesn't know.
Did they have hush puppies?
I don't know. I don't think
so.
So
distracted
actually.
By the mediocre crab.
Yeah. Was it, yeah. Were you the most angry and dissatisfied in the family?
Yeah.
Did you add? Because
I was the only one who was going to get the crabs. Everybody else got something they liked, and this was just disappointing. But luckily, the rest of the weekend was great.
Did you ever utter "This never happens on St. Martin"?
No, I've only been there when I was once, and I was like 4 years old.
Did you ever utter "Pop Pop could make this right"?
That was actually my grandfather's name.
Oh, no.
We did call him Pop-Pop.
Did you get another dining experience while you were down there? Another go-out-to-eat experience?
Because my birthday was Friday. Right. We went to the crab restaurant on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
So on Friday, we went to a nice Italian place in Rehoboth Beach. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. So
had
you had
some
fantastic
like chicken
meal.
Parmesan.
Oh,
fantastic.
There you go. Mm. Oh, man. Well, that's great. That's great. Did you get anything for your birthday?
Not really. I mean, I got a gift card from my brother.
Okay.
I got a giant pack of Smarties.
Oh.
Like, but okay. Giant Smarties, because Smarties is my favorite candy.
You like Smarties. Mm. All right. And
I
so,
like
overall, Yuck. Even with the crab experience, but were you like, was that the hype? That was going to be the high point for you. I know that's all you were talking about was the crabs. You had to be.
Yes.
This, by the way, restaurants, okay? This is why you keep the bar as high as you possibly can. You got a kid driving up. From yeah. D.C. and the entire
Missing
his gift,
days of work,
almost ruining the bonus show.
His yes. gift
of mediocre
is going to be going to the Crab House.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you gonna like get to a Crab House anytime soon? Because there are plenty around the D.C. area.
Probably when we go back in the summer.
Oh, and it's don't you know what? Don't go down to Rehoboth.
No,
go down.
Kaz, help this guy out.
Go to
Kaz.
Jerry's Seafood.
Yeah. What's the place in Fairfax that's still there? Isn't it
Captain Pell?
Captain Pels is not going to tell you they have jumbos and not have jumbos. Isn't there another place?
Do they have the hand scanner at Captain Pels?
There are a couple places in here.
The place the place in Warrington. Not Warrington. Just outside of Warrington. With my buddy, the big guy.
Tim's River Shore?
No, Tim's River. I don't know if Tim's had.
Applebee's.
Is Tim still there?
I don't think so. Right. Global warming.
Well, no, they did shut it down, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will say for the weekend, though, it was nice instead of having a birthday, it was kind of like a whole birthday weekend. So it was like 3 days of birthday.
Well, that's what the Ottoman
deserves.
Which
was really nice.
The Ottoman loves attention.
All of our wives know. Yeah. And some of them stretch it out to a month.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
But they don't always share it with others.
No. No, absolutely not. But, Mac, happy birthday, all right?
Thank you.
God bless.
Appreciate it.
Maybe better crabs next year. We have to take a break.
That's
a
full recap. You know who might have crabs is Dan O'Brien.
We never got to the health updates from Oscar and the health update from Rob. And we never got to Saltburn. Mm. We have one thing to say about Saltburn. Where is it? Did you find it? Did they teach you that here? No. I'm running a bad board today, but I'm just back from vacation. We'll be right back, everybody. Discovering quality kids' clothes just got easier because Caden Lane has cracked the code. Founded in 2005 by a single mom with a passion for creating better and cuter clothes, accessories, and keepsakes, Caden Lane is on a mission to make moms' lives easier. Caden Lane is more than just hype. They have over 70,000 five-star reviews and millions of satisfied customers. By the way, subtle listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show will know that I'm doing this commercial with the Maryland O. All right? Experience softness like never before and add personalization that makes Caden Lane the ultimate gift. Already thinking about summer? Caden Lane's new swim collection is here for worry-free fun in the sun. Keep your little one's sensitive skin safe with their UPF 50 Plus sun protection swimwear. And the Color Me pajamas allow kids to color their own PJs. This is the brand you've been waiting for. Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel. Head to cadenlane.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your order. Again, that's Caden Lane, CadenLane.com/TMOS for 20% off. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Ready for the thing now, I guess.
Yes, okay.
Take it away.
Hello.
The subtlety is the key.
Yes.
The flip side. I did not make it to the end of the Oscars last night. I went to bed after
no,
the...
No, no.
Yeah, I went to bed after the memorial line. The reel. I said, you know what? I'm done here. And I could catch the rest of it in the morning.
Now they're all dead and I'm dead tired.
But... imagine my shock and surprise when I found out who gave out the Best Picture Oscar.
Oh, this was not
and
good.
Also how he did it and how he looked. And Al Pacino, man, if you love him, you'll help him.
10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture.
What's that?
And I have to go to the envelope for that, and I will. Here it comes.
Worst announcement ever.
And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes, Emma Thomas, Charles Grover.
Is, no that an old, is that an old guy trying to be too cool? Is well, that really what it might be, trying
I
to be
can't,
disinterested?
I don't know.
This is... it was so off-putting.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Kimmel between Best Actress, it goes Best Actress and then Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Jimmy Kimmel came out and said, they told me I had a few minutes here. So he like does a joke. But he's clearly padding because something was going on between, because it just should go into Best Picture. Jimmy Kimmel's not supposed to come out right before Best Picture. Right,
right. Right. It right. should move.
Yeah, it should just move right into the end of the show. And so he does a quick joke. And then you see Pacino come out, and I want to know what happened, that what was going on in the background. Like, was he not available? Did they had to get him like set up or straight
ready,
to get out there,
yeah.
ready to go?
Is the
because even when you look at the open of the envelope, it's open. Like, he doesn't like, no, he's not, he's just like, it's already open for him. Like, here, just open a flap. This is the flap. And then you see
like
it.
He yeah. may be backstage. Open that for me. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
And wow. also the fact that he said Oppenheimer or Oppenheimer with a question mark.
Yeah. It
and
was
someone
so,
knew.
I was like, was that the winner?
Yeah. Is that it?
Like,
I
wait
see
a second.
Oppenheimer.
All right. The MO is to bring out, you don't have to, it's not like previous year's winners, which is the tradition, right?
Right.
That no, the they've been talking about all the winners already set up. Like, it was throughout the show, they were like, these are the Best Picture nominees.
Yeah. And, but when
and
they bring
10.
Out the Best Picture presenter, it's normally just an icon. They bring out a
correct.
Legendary
right.
actor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe they got to just be a little more thoughtful about that. And maybe nobody
or who's
knew
who actually has their fastball still.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame. It's a, yeah.
It was sad to
shame.
See. Mm-hmm.
I see Oppenheimer.
Like a question mark?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did I read the right thing?
And then meanwhile, everyone in the audience is just leaning forward like, do you?
And then the music hit, and they're like, oh, okay, they won. It's so awkward.
Wow. All right. Also, did you notice that the guy that ran the Academy Award Orchestra last night used to be the band leader from American Idol? It was Ricky Minor. So he's gone from like a relatively small organization to like the biggest. So I thought that was
good for him.
Pretty cool. And it was nice to have the full orchestra in building. Just they sounded
Very cool. It was nice to see the whole bit. That's probably what I dug about it. It's it wasn't that intimate, you know, let Will Smith slap people audience.
Right.
It was really
big. It was showbiz.
A big showbizy thing, which is the way we like it. I give it a kind of a thumbs up. I think it was.
Did you see the I'm Just Ken number?
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was fun.
I don't track with the whole Barbie thing, so I bet.
But you can see
like
if there's
Ryan
a showman
Gosling
up there.
I like Ryan Gosling, and I loved Margot Robbie's reaction. I loved it. That seemed genuine. And if she was acting, she's a great actress. So
okay, let's do one more before we close up today. Mike, Florida woman was she did not show up to work. Sad, right? Sad, Oscar.
Sad.
And after 72 hours, they found her because someone was knock, knock, knocking on a storage container. Mac, can we have that video, please?
Oh, boy.
52-year-old Marlene Lopez was found safe just before noon Thursday after being trapped in this shipping container for almost 72 hours.
So what happened?
I don't know. I was in one place and I found another.
She was taken to the hospital for evaluation. Cocoa police say she was okay, just a little dehydrated.
She was slightly not like in a good state of mind to where we could talk to her and get good information.
A coworker called with concern for her well-being after she failed to pick up her son.
We found a lady in a container of ours.
The shipping container Lopez was found trapped in is located next to Rev Cut Mower on North Cocoa Boulevard. Someone heard banging.
Heard knocking and then she come out. Yep.
What'd she say?
She's been missing for 3 days, so something else is going on. There's something more to the story.
Mike, she come out.
She come out and I'm getting my implants. Thursday.
I love the fact that she was
a leather jacket.
Like she was slightly dehydrated, but they caught footage of her sitting in the storage container smoking.
Smoking. And by the way, if they'd finished that interview with that business owner that was next door to the storage unit, you know what he said about her later in the interview? He said, she's a rock star.
Let's close. Let's close with this, Mike. I know you've been into chiropractory lately.
Yes.
This is the last tape, Mac. I have for you now the best chiropractor ever, except it is bone on bone.
5, 4, 3. Breathe in and out.
It's stupid, but funny.
Okay, you're doing good. Okay, can you feel this? How about this? And go ahead and tell me what day it is.
You should know, folks, he's working on a plastic skeleton.
Okay, relax. And don't forget that 5-star review, okay?
That's
goddamn
all I got for you today. Oh, I love it.
Spectacular video.
Oh, God. That's the funniest thing on the show today. Fantastic. Sorry, got to be honest. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Great to see you guys. And happy
welcome
birthday
back.
Belated, all that good stuff. Back. And thanks to Dan O'Brien for dropping by. We appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.